baby. Perfect timing. I'm just about finished making dinner. I hope you brought a healthy appetite. I made your favorite. What is it, babe? Is something wrong? What? You found a finger? Where? In the bedroom. You don't say, but I've been searching. Never mind. Where'd you put it? You threw it away! What? No, that's okay. It's fine. It's fine. I mean, it's just some finger, so... What? You still have it? Where? What? No. It's not mine. What? Oh, that's stupid. How could it be mine? I mean, I surely would notice if I'd lost a finger. Am I right? It's probably just some finger from some, random stranger who lost it in our bedroom. Well, anyway, it certainly isn't one of mine. You didn't lick it or rub it in an open wound, though, did you? I mean, not for any particular reason. I'm just asking. I mean, it's some stranger's finger. We don't know where it's been and stuff. Huh? Oh, the finger has the same color nail polish as me. Well, oh, what a coincidence. That bastard used my nail polish before dropping his finger in our bedroom. I bet it's some kind of fetish thing. No, it's not mine. Oh, you stop it. Stop kidding around. You know it's not my finger. Mm? The gloves? Well, yeah, I've been wearing them all day. Why? What? My fingers are cold, honest. I told you I have poor circulation. No, I'm not taking them off. I have really, really cold fingers and I'm cutting chicken. Don't want to get E. coli. Excuse me? I smell of embalming fluid. Well, baby, that's my perfume. I told you it's called, Secrets of the Dark. Don't you like it? Well, I mean, you compared it to embalming fluid, so probably not, but that's kind of a rude thing to say to your new girlfriend. No, I don't want to take off my gloves. Oh, please. Oh, okay, baby, but you must promise me that you won't get angry with me. There. I wanted to tell you, baby. I swear I wanted to tell you, but then it was always... And you were so sweet and nice, and I didn't want to... Oh, I wanted to tell you. Yeah, that's my finger. I've been looking for it all day. Please don't be angry with me. Please don't be angry with me. What? Well, yeah, I'd like a glass of water. Thank you. Okay, so, well, I guess there's no getting around it. So I'm a zombie. I'm a zombie. I'm a zombie. Yeah, you figured out that much, huh? Right? Like, oh, yeah, that's why I'm always so cold. It's not just poor circulation. Well, it kind of is. It's actually rather no circulation at all. But I'm not dangerous, I promise. Oh, well, you see, well, nowadays we get this antibody, and as long as we take it, we keep a clear mind, just like normal people. We don't even need daily injections anymore. Science has really come a long way. Nowadays, they just have these cool implants that slowly release the antibody, so it's just one little prick in the upper arm, and I'm good for a month. Yeah, that's my monthly checkup. Dr. Romero is not my gynecologist. He is, well, my zombie doctor. What? Well, yeah, we kissed and stuff, but it's fine, I swear. I'm not infectious. Here, I can show you. See, you just have to take one of these special Q-tips, and you stick them in your mouth, rub them on your gums, and then you just stick them in this thingy, and there's some beeps and boops, and ta-da! Green! Low virus count. It means I'm not infectious. I could, like, totally bite you right now, no problem. Oh, no! Don't worry, I'm not gonna, I promise. I just mean I could, so kissing me is absolutely not an issue. Yeah, that is why I didn't want to kiss you that one day. I wasn't angry at you, that was just a pretext. I had a high virus count that morning and I didn't want to infect you. It was the day before my new implant, I'm sorry. Why didn't I tell you? Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I wanted to tell you, I swear, but I mean, well, we were dating and you were super sweet and I was afraid that if I told you and then months passed and I knew I had to tell you eventually, but it got harder and harder because I thought if you found out I've been lying to you for all these months, Well, yeah, I thought you wouldn't want to date a zombie girl. What do you mean, why? Isn't it obvious? Nobody does. I mean, I've been on that dating app for months. Chloe, 29, I like cooking, 70s rock, snowboarding. Oh, by the way, I'm also a zombie. Oh, you know how many date requests I got? Zero. Nada. Niente. I was sick of it. So I created a new dating profile. The same stuff, minus the zombie, and boom, I met you. Oh, yeah, I know. Everybody is oh so tolerant and woke nowadays, and we're all so okay with zombies holding public office or being doctors or teachers or whatever, but you know what? A couple years ago, they conducted this survey, you know, would you be okay with your spouse being a mummy? Would you be okay with your spouse being a goblin? How about a vampire? And so on. And you know how many people said they'd be okay with a girlfriend who's a zombie? 11%! Oh, sure, yeah, vampires, any day. Vampires are oh so sexy. 80-something percent were okay with dating a vampire. Can you please explain that to me? 80-something percent versus 11? Can you please explain the discrepancy? I don't really understand. I mean, we're dead. They're dead. We spread through bites. They spread through bites. We crave human flesh. They crave human blood. We're both ice cold. Seriously, vampires are basically zombies with capes. Can you please explain why everybody's got the hots for vampires? Is it the capes? Should I get a cape? Will people finally be okay with dating me if I put on a friggin' cape? I'll do it. I look good in crushed velvet. Here, hold on. I want to suck your blood. Bleh. Bleh. There. Am I hotter now? Am I? Do you want to date me? What? Well, yeah, you are dating me, but only because you didn't know I was a zombie. No one wants a stupid, stinking zombie. It's the decay, right? Oh, everybody always thinks we rot. I mean, I'm sorry, 21st century, anyone? Formaldehyde is a thing, you know? Although there is this guy. He also goes to Dr. Romero for his implant. I sometimes meet him in the waiting room, you know, and he said he couldn't be bothered with the embalming fluid, so he just got himself mummified with natron. But it kind of shrunk his skin, so now he looks like a skeleton that got shrink-wrapped with an old leather couch. Oh, yeah. Thank you. I'm very proud of that simile. He doesn't like it when I use it, though. Hey, no. Stop it. Stop making me laugh. It makes me happy, and I want to be unhappy right now. Because you're going to dump me. I just know it. Yes, you are. You're gonna dump me and find yourself a sexy vampire girlfriend with a cape. Because everyone wants capes, apparently. Yeah, I know there's a vampire in the flat below us, so what? Well, sure, you're dating me and not her. Well, you can't date her anymore. She's dating her roommate now. No idea why, though. What kind of an idiot lives with a vampire and puts garlic on pizza? What? You don't want a vampire girlfriend? Are you sure? You want a zombie girlfriend? You mean like me? Oh, you want me? Understanding butcher just outside of town, the one where I always get those steaks you like so much, and he right. Okay, I'll spare you the gruesome details. How long have I been a zombie? Well, it was not quite 2 years before I met you, or I was turned before I moved here. Yep, that's how I got that scar on my butt. That's where I got infected. How did I get bitten on the butt? What? Oh, baby, that's a super long and tedious story, and you'd be totally bored. You don't want to hear it, believe me. What? No. Oh, come on, baby. Please don't make me. Oh, all right, if you insist. It was my ex. One night he just came into the bedroom grunting and moaning and, well, I mean, he never was a man of many words, you know, so I just thought he was trying to be sexy, like kind of a caveman thing, you know, role play or something, I don't know. I was like, well, I guess we're doing this now, and but then he bit me in the butt. What? I didn't have much dating experience before. I thought that's how things worked. Yeah, I kind of got away. I sort of kicked him in the face a couple of times and got out through the window. And, I was lucky to get one of the first batches of antibody. Back then, you still needed to get shots every day. I moved here to be closer to Dr. Romero. And because I didn't meet too many people, I tried a dating app. And, well, that's how I met you. What do we do about the finger? Oh, the finger! I almost forgot the finger. Crazy glue works in my experience. It'll keep it in place until I have my next appointment with Dr. Romero. He can sew it back on. Oh, yeah, it happens every now and then. Remember when I wore those high leather boots and didn't want to get off the couch the whole day? Of course you remember that. That was a pretty weird day, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, I wasn't just trying out a new style. funny story. One of my feet had fallen off. Oh, nice to know you find that funny. Thank you very much. What? No, they're firmly attached now. Yes, both of them. You pervert. No, you don't need to check. Stop, it tickles. No, I'm not taking it off. Stop! I told you they're both... Stop it! Oh, fine, if you insist on checking, fine. I guess I shouldn't have any more secrets from you, right? Here. Well, is everything still in order? Oh, you can't be sure if I still have some of my clothes on, huh? Is that so? I'll just bet. But, stop. What about dinner? Oh, all right, you're right. Dinner can wait.